and welcome into the guest room. I'm your host, Mike. That's Ryan over there.
Powder.
That's Andy.
Milk.
And that's KD.
Gross.
Yeah.
So is that something that you guys have experienced?
I think
condensed milk?
Well, that's not the same thing.
The same thing.
Sweet condensed milk is like a canned thing that you use for pumpkin pie, right?
Yeah. Or like
Vietnamese evaporated milk.
Either way.
Yeah. Okay.
But like powdered milk is like what you take camping.
Why?
Like dry camping.
And it's just add water?
Just add water.
What is the difference between dry camping and any other camping?
So you wet camping? Hook up to water
so
or
if
not,
you
right?
dry camping, you have no power. So therefore, you can't have a fridge.
It's not about water. It's about power.
Oh,
so
I see.
A fridge, you can have
milk.
So if you have electricity, you are wet.
I think they call it. I don't know. This is dry camping.
I thought it was running water. Would be the.
That's thing. What I thought.
That's just what it is.
Digging dip wells.
Anyways. Hey, listeners.
Oh,
yeah.
Welcome in. Yeah. You're here. We were just having a conversation, and then we realized. A whole bunch of people listening.
It's an ice cream and powdered milk podcast.
How much would I have to offer you to eat ice cream with powdered milk over the top of it? Sprinkled. Generously.
Still ice cream.
I think that'd be really gross, though.
It would be, but there'd be ice cream underneath it.
Would you cough more?
Ryan is of the mindset that milk doesn't have a taste, so what does powdered milk taste like?
It has a taste. It definitely has a taste.
Lactose? I don't know.
Lactose. Well, listeners, it's game time.
Yep.
Actually,
it's game time.
It's business time.
It is that time.
And remember him?
Yeah.
No.
He's
been excommunicated, apparently.
Yeah.
Like self excommunicated.
Yeah.
It's just like self exile.
It was like Napoleon was like, actually, a vacation on an island sounds pretty nice.
Helena sounds fantastic this time of year. I'm just gonna. Peace out.
So we're going to be playing a game on this podcast. It's called the Secret Phrase Game. Mm-hmm. One of us is trying to utter a secret phrase that they've been given by the other three hosts, and it's the listener's job to figure out who said it and what they said.
Can I play too?
Yeah, you can play along.
Okay.
That'll be fun, actually. Yeah. Okay. Especially if you have the secret phrase.
Mm-hmm.
Also... Let's play another game, shall we? Whoa.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
What did that look like?
That was a yawn.
That was
all of a sudden yawn.
When you yawn like that, that was like a very rectangular shape for the openness of your mouth. That was interesting.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You have like right angles there.
Yeah.
I have a pretty angular face, so I think that makes sense.
Straight jawline.
Which, it's apparently a good feature.
Oh.
The jawline. Chicks dig the jawline.
Mm-hmm.
Does yours?
Chick. Yeah. Chick dig.
She dug it.
Yeah.
The pub quiz.
Pub quiz.
Other game we're playing today.
Pub quiz.
Check us out on
the first pub quiz.
We didn't do that the last time. Yeah. No.
Patreon.com/theguestroompodcast if you want to hear a new sode that just dropped.
Yeah.
Probably.
Ryan made an appearance.
He shares some intimate details.
Ryan, did you enjoy that?
I didn't like the story segment, but everything else was great.
I enjoyed it.
I like.
Guess we know what
TGR,
to do for next one.
Mm-hmm.
The TGR death matches.
Yeah.
Or come whatever.
Back. Cage match.
Cage match.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cage match.
We should have a TGR guest host.
Ooh.
Cage match.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yeah. It'd be fun.
No one's going to lift a finger against Abby.
That's true. True.
I guess she didn't count as a host, though. She was just a voice. Pub quiz is a game where we ask trivia questions and then we guess the answers to them. So, Andy, would you start us off today?
I will. And this is an audio pub quiz. So I'm going to play you a song.
Play
a little bit of a song.
Okay?
You got to give me the title. That's all I'm looking for. Just title.
Okay.
It's not hard.
It's like just a title.
It's just a title. I'm just playing a little bit. And I actually don't know how much I'm going to play. I haven't planned this out. It's just going to go by what I feel.
All right.
Okay, so good luck to everyone here.
Here we.
And here we go.
Go.
Smooth like butter, like a criminal undercover. Going pop like trouble, breaking into your heart like that. Cool shake, stunner, yeah, owe it all to my mother. Hot like summer, yeah, I'm making you sweat like that.
What song is that? What song is that?
It's My Brother In.
Oh, yeah. You might be excommunicated after this.
I know.
Yeah.
If I don't.
Wow.
What?
I mean, you don't need to. Well, that might be a hint. If I was going to tell you the band, but that might clue you in on songs. So,
I mean, I gave it
nothing. Clues me in on songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is going to be rough.
Extra points for, or spirit points for.
Sure. Spirit points don't matter, but I'll give them away.
The points don't matter.
Yeah.
Good TV show.
We have answers. Let's reveal. Katie says cool for the summer. Ryan says dynamite, and Mike says hot like summer. You had the right band. It's BTS, but the song's called Butter. Smooth like butter.
Oh my goodness.
Just butter.
Why did I? Yeah. Is dynamite a different one of their songs?
It's a different song.
Dang it. Tayo Cruz.
Yeah, that's what I was.
T Cruz.
No, but
Tayo.
Okay. Question number 2.
I throw my hands up in the air sometimes.
Yep, that one.
Say hey.
That might be the next song.
Say
so don't give it away. Don't give it away. Question number 2.
More of a statement.
Hold please.
Oh.
Oh, I've heard this. I got it. Yep.
That wasn't what I was thinking of.
Eddie should just stop anytime two of us say that we got it.
This is in my work playlist. I don't want to be needing your love.
We have answers.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Okay, reveal. Mike says sugar. Ryan says sugar. Katie says sugar. It's sugar.
Oh, I'm the smartest person alive.
Yes, please.
I really hope this theme is just what you need to make cookies. We're going to get chocolate and then chip.
The first one sounded like Maroon 5 until you played that one.
Okay.
Technically, that was just that.
Hold on, please.
Seriously?
I believe so.
Okay. Oh, wow. Next question.
Stuff.
Next song. Number 3.
Okay.
Please, buffering. Oh.
What?
Ring, 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 ring.
What?
Yes.
That's your clue.
Yes. What? Yes. I love this one. Thank you, Andy. Amazing. Ring, 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 ring. Do-do-do-do. Yeah, yeah.
Question number 3, everyone. Question number 3. Feeling good about getting my first point?
Great question, Andy.
Thank you.
If I get this wrong, I'll be really mad. Real mad. Yes, please.
Mike, you have an answer or no?
Won't you come and butting out on me? I'm right here because I need.
Okay, reveal. Mike says California Mexico chicken. Interesting. Ryan says banana phone, and Katie says salt. It is banana phone.
Yes.
Way to go.
So maybe this is
banana
ring,
phone?
Ring, 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 ring.
Banana phone. What is that from?
It's just it's a song by Raffi. Everyone knows Raffi.
Wait, the guy on the billboards that you're supposed to call.
Call Raffi.
But same.
Is that like a random guitarist that my brother would have had on cassette tapes during my childhood?
I mean, he does just kid songs.
Yeah. Whoa.
Like he's a Canadian.
Raffi made an appearance.
Does he also do California Mexico chicken?
No.
What is that?
Chicken?
Nope.
Bagot! Lichtenstein, my Filipino brother?
Nope.
What?
He sure doesn't. He sure doesn't. He doesn't do that. I don't think I've ever heard that song. How does
straight
it go?
Straight out of Bakersfield?
How does that go?
No, you know.
Straight out of Bakersfield.
Couldn't sing it right now.
Chicken Bagok.
Yeah.
Lichtenstein, my Filipino brothers.
Straight out of Bakersfield.
Wow.
Brethren.
Wow. Brethren.
Okay. You ready for question four?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Hold please for buffering. What is with all of the buffering?
Bad area.
Oh. What a bad area.
Oh,
wait,
wow.
Are we in the household right now?
We were good. Buffering. Hold on, please.
What? Mid-song buffering. Kind of dream that
can't be so. We were right. Oh, till we weren't.
Built a home and watched it burn. I didn't want to leave you. I didn't want to lie. Started to cry, but then remembered I can buy myself. Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it. Yep, I was not gonna get that.
You waited too long, Andy. Would have been the only one.
Okay, please reveal. Everyone says flowers. It is flowers. You are correct. Question number six? No, five.
Did you do a pup fiver?
Pup sixers are hard.
Yeah.
Tents are hard, if I remember correctly.
Fiver suggests that there was talent.
Ah.
Question six or five.
Tents are hard.
I know it. It says
I
vibes.
Get down to this.
Wow. Ryan, you and music.
Incredible.
Apparently.
I know. I love music.
I'm like tempted to stop it just because he knows it, but I won't do that.
Garrett probably would have killed on this too.
Whoa.
Wow. I have no idea. Apparently, I haven't listened to music in the past 10 years.
I mean, this is closer to your age. This
for the first time.
Well, this is not 10 years, but... reveal. Mike says, time after time.
Yes!
Ryan
yes!
says, time after time.
Let's
Katie
go!
Says, you.
Oh,
it is
yeah!
time after time. Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How does that song? Go?
Time after time.
Where the last minute is just of her going, time after time. Time after time. That's how it is. Yeah, it's just super slow.
Question six, what's the common bond?
Stop it.
Butter, sugar, banana phone, flowers, time after time.
Wait,
bit of a stretch edition, but I'll, if you're close.
I spelled banana wrong. Butter, sugar. Banana phone.
California Mexico chicken.
Bit of a stretch edition.
Flowers.
Do we have to think of the lyrics
time
to help us?
Time after time.
Will the lyrics help us at all?
Right. Can't give you any hints. I might just tell you what's the common bond. I'm looking for pretty specific.
Time after time. That's the one that's throwing me off.
It's a really weird thing.
You got it?
I mean, I don't know.
Same here.
Okay. I think Mike's writing a lot. Okay, we have answers. Reveal. Mike says... steps in making banana bread. Ryan says food and objects. Katie says how to make banana bread. It's how to make banana bread.
No!
Yeah.
I was on such a good streak.
I mean, there are not many songs that have banana in them, guys.
Yeah.
Like, there's just
in
not.
The title, yeah.
Like, there's... You know that song that says, like, daylight come and we want to go home?
No. Oh.
Apparently that's called the Banana Boat Song. I was going to use that, but I don't think anyone knows it as the Banana Boat Song.
Mm-hmm.
That's like...
But what about that Gwen Stefani, the B-A-N-A, is that song called Bananas?
This song is Bananas.
Yep. Is it called, I think it's Holla Back,
Bananas.
Holla Back Girl.
Bananas.
See, so is it, options are limited.
It is.
Yeah, thanks, Katie, for the, what was this, how to make chocolate chip cookies?
Well, I didn't even hear that.
Wait, you said that?
Right in the beginning, I was like.
Oh.
Yeah, it was,
Thanks, Katie.
Butter, sugar, and I was like, oh, it's cookies.
Anyway, thought that was a fun little.
That was fun.
New one?
Yeah, that was a good one.
No, a new one. Hey, KD.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Good. Got any questions?
No.
A few.
Okay. Ask six.
Sparsifically.
Sparsifically.
Okay. Here we go.
Facetious.
Question number one. This is the only American car manufacturer that didn't require a bailout in the wake of the 2008 financial crisis.
Oh.
American
car manufacturer.
I mean,
that didn't require a bailout in the wake of the
2008. Isn't there probably like some small company,
mom and pop car manufacturer?
Like we make two cars a year.
Trust me, they're safe.
I think it's this one. So I'm going to go with this.
Only major I think you American have the same car one manufacturer.
As me. So I have an issue, which is I don't really know the difference between some things and if they're the same thing.
That's dangerous.
That yeah, that's an issue.
I also don't know and what is
so
American.
So we're
going to
go with this instead. No.
European go with this. Or Japanese or whatever.
Those are usually
you can always buy yourself flowers, though.
Oh, yeah.
You
and then there's that. And it's flowers. Like those two things are also the same,
let's
but different.
Reveal. Mike says Chevrolet. Ryan says Ford. And Andy says Ford. Ford is the correct answer.
Yes. Yeah, GM definitely had a bailout.
Yeah.
GM for sure had one.
Which yeah. And what's GMC?
GMC is a division of GM.
Mm-hmm.
GM is the parent company.
Chevrolet, GMC, Buick.
Chevrolet, Buick.
Microphone. Pontiac.
Okay.
Saturn.
GMC is the bigger cars. One.
Yeah. No, Oldsmobile. GM.
GM's the bigger one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's Dodge and what's Ram?
Chrysler.
Those are under Chrysler. That's the third manufacturer.
Oh, yeah. Mercedes is American,
German.
Right?
German.
Mm-hmm. If it's good, it's German.
Or Japanese.
If it's cheap, it's Japanese.
Ooh.
But cheap but good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If it's cheap and just cheap, it's Indian.
Tata.
Yeah, the Tata.
Yeah.
That's
question
a
number
car?
Two. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What?
You should look it up.
Yeah. Mm. It's like very cheap. This city is the capital of Missouri.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
I put city in quotes to help you that has the word city in it.
Well, that was a big old hint.
Wait. Oh, Missouri. I used to know this.
You just studied this like yesterday.
Yesterday.
Study Missouri. Why would you go to a place that's named Misery?
I actually don't know this.
Let's reveal. Mike's is Kansas.
Yeah, no.
Hold on. Sorry. No. I didn't.
Well, I mean, yes. Yes, it is Kansas.
Let's reveal.
I didn't cheat.
Mike says Kansas. Ryan says Kansas.
This is wrong.
Yeah. And he says Jefferson. It is Jefferson.
Yeah.
Jefferson City. Airplane?
I didn't cheat off Mike, though. Let the record show there.
You cheated with the wrong answer.
Yeah.
Question number three. In the game Euchre,
yes,
the right bower is the highest form of this, meaning that it will win the hand no matter what, even if it's not the same suit as the lead card.
Euchre.
I disagree
this
with
gambling?
This, but...
What?
So, we've had a long... Me and Zach have had long conversations about this.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't say long, just...
Many short ones.
Yeah. So here, and this won't give away anything. So, you know, where is Jesus sitting?
Oh, no, I've had this discussion with you. You shut up.
What was the question?
You are.
He sits at the right hand of God.
You're on the left.
No. He's on the left.
What was the question?
In Euchre, the right bower is the highest form of this, meaning that it will win the hand no matter what, even if it's not the same suit as the lead card.
No.
Let's
disagree.
I don't even know what this is about.
Zach, I'm with you.
No.
I'm so with you, Zach. Let's reveal. Mike says Trump with a check mark. Ryan says money. And Andy says Jack. The answer is Trump.
Now hold on. Read your question again.
In Euchre, the right bower is the highest form of this, meaning that it will win the hand no matter what, even if it's not the same suit as the lead card.
I was going to say flattery until he explained the research.
I misheard it.
What is Euchre?
It's a card game.
Spell
that's
it
why
for a bonus point.
Euker. U Q U E R.
Nope.
No.
Nope.
It has two E's.
Has two E's in it.
And U K E R.
Has an H in there.
U Q U C.
E-U-C?
U-L?
No.
No.
U-C?
No.
No.
U-C?
No.
U-C?
No.
U-C?
No.
U-C?
No. No.
E-U-C?
E-U-C? Oh, lame. Anyways.
All right.
Still don't get it, but...
question number four. This is the first name of a former Washington Redskins running back, last name Portis.
Whoa! What'd you say?
Former Washington Redskin running back, last name Portis.
Wow, you're going to have to censor this podcast. Explicit audiences only. Goodness.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, I thought Kevin might be here.
Wow. Wow.
Last name Portis.
It's not Alfred.
Garrett, please tag this podcast as explicit content.
Let's reveal. Mike says Clinton with a check mark. Ryan says Geoff.
get bodied, Geoffs.
And he says Clinton. Clinton
who
is the correct.
Would spell their name this way. It's disappointing Chaucer. To look at.
Chaucer would.
Geoffrey.
Or Scene.
Ah, Scene.
No. Scene
Ashton.
It's next. Not Sean.
I was thinking about Dacine Jackson the other day.
Dacion.
His or parents Sean decided Elliot? To go with Scene. And
Sean Elliott? Scene Elliott?
Next question. This show, Hot in Blank, ran from 2010 to 15, starring Betty White. This show, Hot in Blank, ran from 2010 to 15, starring Betty White.
Four.
2015?
2010 to 2015.
Hot in Coolidge? Hot in Obama? Hot in... Hold on. Oh, that's a bad one.
Dude, I tanked on this one. I did really bad.
You're not done yet.
Is it hot in?
Hot in blank.
I-N?
I-N.
It's probably this.
Did you write something?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it could be like this city, Nebraska.
All right, let's reveal. Mike says Cleveland.
Oh, no!
Ryan says summer. And he says Washington. The answer is Cleveland.
I was going to make a Washington joke, and I was like, oh, no, he might put that.
Yep, I certainly did.
Okay. Question number six. What is the common bond amongst these answers? Specifically, what is the lowest common denominator amongst these answers?
Great.
What were the real answers?
Ford, Jefferson, Trump, Clinton, Cleveland.
Oh.
What's the common bond? But specifically, what's the lowest common denominator?
What does that mean?
Like, you could say their last names. That's stupid. Oh. They're more specific than that. Or you could say that they're American last names. That's more specific, but still not specific enough. The lowest common denominator. That's what we're looking for.
I'll explain my answer.
Okay.
No, it's just a guess. I don't think it's right, but it's the best I got.
Mike's writing an essay. Da-dun. 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 Let's reveal. Let's start with Andy, because Mike wrote an essay. New York-born presidents. Ryan says...
Lost re-election presidents.
Lost re-election presidents. And Mike says, male U.S. white president cisgender surnames. Ryan is correct.
Yes!
All of those people lost presidential campaigns.
Nice. Well,
no, that's not what Ryan said, though. He said re-election.
Oh.
Ah. Oh.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you're wrong.
Dang Clinton never did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Why did I? I had lost three. Presidents, and then I.
That sucks.
Yeah.
For both of us. I got five. And that.
Three.
Mike, why'd you have to be like observant?
Because you didn't take male U.S. white cisgender president surnames.
Yeah. I was with Mike. I think that's lowest common denominator.
I got one.
I think there's fewer people that have lost presidential elections than.
Dang it.
Hey, Ryan.
Hey. Hello.
Do you have six questions?
I have six.
Do
this
you?
Time.
Hasn't been this proven time. That you can count
can,
up to six.
Listen, you
listen.
Will confirm you? Before we start.
How many
I
fingers
can confirm.
Do you have?
Question one, question two, six. Question three, question four. Yeah, I was six. All right.
I mean, you stopped at You stopped after four, which concerns me.
I have six.
That's not a good sign.
I'm looking at my laptop. There are 1 through 6 questions. Theme is exercise.
Oh, yes.
Question one. Who is the youngest man to win the Mr. Sorry. Let me explain this real quick because there's a certain reason I chose this theme. Was last time I was on the show, the two pub quizzes I chose were fast food and video games.
Two of my favorite things.
Yeah.
I would have killed it.
And I didn't want people to think that I was a fat
slob.
Yeah. Video game player. So I exercise. I know facts about exercises.
You didn't know what Age of Empires was. And so, you're not.
But it came out before he was born.
Yeah, that's true. But Roller Coaster Tycoon. Classic,
yeah, but Taco Bell came out before he was born.
True. That's true, but Taco Bell is more influential than Age of Empires, I'm sad to say.
Whoa, there's the episode title. Yeah.
Anyways.
Remember I said I could guess secret phrase? That was it.
Exercise. Question one.
Yeah.
Who is the youngest man to win the Mr. Olympia bodybuilding show ever?
I only know one, so.
Yep.
This guy.
Mm-hmm. Do you do bodybuilding?
No,
I do not. I build my body into a round shape.
Are we ready?
I'm in shape.
Andy says, wait, I can't. Arnold. Mike says, Arnold. Kevin says, Arnold S.
I got the most letters in.
Yeah. You know, I said Arnold Schwartz. So all three of you get it. Right?
Mm-hmm. Sweet. Mm-hmm. That was a guess.
Good job, guys. Question two. What common type of edible algae has the most grams of protein per 100 grams? This is really hard. Edible algae. Has the most protein per 100 grams.
Oh, that's seaweed. Whoops. Algernon. Algae?
This one was really hard, but I thought it was a cool fact. So
Al Gore is Al G.
Oh.
Whoa.
He invented the internet.
Did.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Boards up. Andy says spirulina. Mike says spirulina. Kevin says black mold.
How did you guys know that? How did you guys know that?
Advice, raw milk. What is that?
Spirulina is a greenish algae.
With a lot of protein.
Has a lot of protein. Has a lot of health benefits. It helped me with my acne for a little bit. So,
back knee?
Not as much.
Face knee.
Yeah, just face knee. But, it has a lot of health benefits, apparently. That's what I was reading.
Break your nose.
Okay. Question three.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a made-up term. Spirulina.
It sounded like when I read it, I had to look up what the artificial sugar was, but that's
stevia,
monk fruit sweetener,
monk fruit sweetener. Yeah, you could get that mixed up with spirulina.
Uh huh. Question three. I've gotten used to just tuning those out and keep pushing through my conversation. All right, question three. What is the hardest working muscle in the human body?
Pump it up.
I'm like between two.
I'm between one.
Just a rock?
Yeah.
I hope you guys don't. You guys might be angry with the answer I've chosen, but.
Why? We don't know anything.
Okay. So
I don't know.
Can I get clarification?
Oh.
We'll see.
There are certain things.
Actually,
there are certain things that, like, technically it's a muscle, but it's really like an organ of the body.
Oh, that's all. Is it the clam family? Well,
can we check in with Katie's dad for like some clarifications on this?
I think if maybe it moves itself, it's probably a muscle.
Okay, so if it moves, okay, then I'm gonna change my answer.
Moves itself.
Okay. It's fine.
Are we ready?
Can't be one of those sedentary. All right,
fine.
Show your boards. Andy says heart. Mike says tongue.
That's what I had.
Katie says heart. It's heart.
It's tongue.
I'm with you, Mike.
Maybe for you.
I'm with you. For that you. Was my answer before I
my tongue asked is my sore clarify. Right now.
Yeah.
My heart doesn't get sore.
If your heart was sore,
and you
you'd be
your
dying.
Heart out more.
So
I don't have a sore heart.
Yeah, cardiovascular. That's your vascular is your heart, right?
I can name words with tongue as the root.
Do you run? You play frisbee.
I can't.
You work out your heart.
Boom. Has he, though?
But just because you work it out.
I talk way more than I play frisbee.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's not working out your tongue. Working out your tongue would be like chewing or... Yeah.
I chew way more than I play Frisbee.
Yeah.
I was
even thinking like stomach. Like your stomach muscles probably churning lots of stuff all the time.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever.
Why are you calling out my stomach like that?
Fun fact, the heart pumps up to 2,500 gallons of blood per day, which I thought was cool. Question four. Big. What is the largest muscle in the body? Not including stomach and heart and stuff, like physical, like biceps.
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Latissimus dorsi, whatever.
What?
Latissimus
dorsi. That's the back muscle.
Yeah.
That's when a pitcher strains a lat, it's that.
No, it's just a lat.
Is this like if I stretch it out?
Largest by mass?
Like what?
Yeah.
Length?
Largest by mass? Mass and weight, I think.
Okay, I'm going to go with this. I don't know if it's muscle, but we're going to go with it.
Are we ready?
I feel like I worked this out.
No. It's quite often that these people work it out no matter what. I don't know if that helps, but...
It's between two.
What?
I don't think mine's right now, but it's fine.
It's fine. Do we have answers?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Show your boards.
Is that a muscle?
Skin. I mean, that's not what that's not a muscle.
That's an organ.
But
I mean, what? Then the heart's not an organ.
Glutes.
The heart's a muscle, but not.
Katie says glutes.
The butt.
Mike says quadriceps. It was the glutes.
Let's go.
Between gluteuses.
Gluteus maximus.
I mean, it's got to squeeze out seven different types of poop.
Gluteus maximus.
It's got to. We learned that.
Question five.
That's pretty hardworking, if you ask me.
Uh-huh.
Question five.
Mm-hmm.
What appendage on the human body has the smallest bones? This is fairly easy, I think.
What do you call an appendage?
Appendage, like... anything hanging off your body.
Okay.
Well, Garrett, mark this show explicit.
It's anatomical, whatever.
It's an anatomical podcast.
Yeah.
And a Redskins podcast. Yeah.
Please censor that too.
Are we ready?
Mm-hmm.
Show your boards. Andy says ears. Kevin says, or Katie says ears. Mike says ears. It's ears.
Oh, cool. It Sweet. Does hang off your body.
Yeah.
Question six.
More hang
some
out.
More than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question
six. How are we doing on connected lobes? I can't really tell with the headphones.
Do I have connected?
Your hand's kind of in the way. No, yours are disconnected.
Ooh.
I think mine are connected.
Katie's are definitely disconnected. And yours are connected.
Mine are connected?
Yeah. Yeah, connected. Crazy.
Connection or disconnection.
Yeah, you're pretty disconnected.
Yeah, disconnected gang. We're the coolest.
What's wrong with me, guys? Is there a correlation?
Do you want us to disconnect it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did your parents not get that done for you when you were a baby?
8 days old. You just cut stuff.
You just need a butter knife.
Yeah, ah.
Now you need a skateboard helmet and a small baseball bat.
Anyways.
Okay.
Question six.
Uh-huh.
What chemical element has the most calories per single gram?
Oh, I know this.
Botox.
Oh, I told you this. I believe I told you this.
Repeat.
What chemical element has the most calories per single gram?
That. It's got to be this.
Come on, Andy. You should know this one. Do we have answers?
Yeah.
Show your boards. Na. Not any?
Sodium.
Oh. KD, hydrogen.
Not applicable.
Mike
no elements.
Says uranium. It is uranium. Mm. It's good job.
Mm. Is that, I mean, like, what are calories?
Anything units of digestible. Energy. Yeah. Or digestible.
Digestible. Isn't it the energy required to raise the temperature of water by 1 degree? That's what a calorie is.
Yeah. Sure. That's why I was thinking hydrogen actually burns.
Raise one milliliter
of water. Yeah. That's a certain unit of measurement.
So one single gram of uranium has roughly 20 million calories.
Wow.
So if you ate
incredible.
That.
Incredible.
A single gram of uranium.
You'd also probably.
Has a ton of calories.
You wouldn't.
But it doesn't.
You would die. It's radioactive, right? Radioactive.
There's background. You're getting background radiation right now.
What? I'm going to die.
Well, yeah, you're going to die anyway.
Do you know pilots get a ton of background radiation?
Mike just...
I just found out, yeah, that...
like, it's the equivalent of getting, like, how many x-rays per year?
Terry Blakemore. Like, he's going to... Police and microwave.
Police officers get radiation from radar guns.
What? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's cray.
Why do people use...
Why are we keeping this a secret?
And back in the day, smoke detectors used to use radon. And so the old smoke detectors were radioactive, too.
Dude. Police officers, just for the good of everyone, I think we should stop pulling people over.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
If you fly from the United States from the East Coast to the West Coast, you get 3.5 MREMs, whatever that is, millirems. This amount of radiation is less than the amount of radiation we receive from one chest x-ray, but they do get background radiation.
It's my turn, guys, for pub one.
Yeah.
Is that from being close to the sun?
Probably. Yeah, probably.
Oscar Gamble, Ben Wallace, and Christina Aguilera
have nothing in common.
All boasted this hairstyle at some point in their adult lives.
Ooh.
Christina Aguilera.
Ag.
That's interesting.
Of Bashan.
Og. Well, isn't it A-U-G?
What were you reading today? I dealt with Bashan, too. Og?
Okay, I think this.
Deuteronomy 2?
I was actually in Mark today.
Oh.
Okay, reveal?
It's the wolf cut.
All right, yeah, well, yeah, I forgot to tell you to reveal. Ryan said mullet. Andy said decades.
No, cornrows and dreads.
Where does it say
dreads?
Cornrows. Oh, dreads slash cornrows.
Yeah.
And Katie says afro. It's afro.
What? Wait, she had an afro?
She had an afro at one point in her life.
I mean, did she have dreads, though?
She did. But she I don't cornrows? Think all of them did.
Ben Wallace definitely did.
Don't think Oscar Gamble did, though.
No. The broadcaster? Is that what he is?
He was the guy who said, they don't think it be like it is, but it do.
Oh.
What a quote.
Baseball player. Question two. The stapes is the smallest and lightest for humans.
There was a question?
Yeah.
Wait,
the what?
The stapes.
What's that?
It's the smallest and lightest of this for humans.
Come I think again? I have pronunciation umbrage.
The stapes. The
stapes?
Ew.
Sounds more Greek.
I don't want to get that.
Lightest of these?
The smallest and lightest for humans.
I'm going to try this not fake popcorn.
Yeah, Ryan would call it the stops.
Okay.
That is a blast of vanilla.
Mm-hmm.
We have answers, though.
Wait, no.
Oh. Is it followed by black licorice?
Slightly. No.
Oh, what?
They lied to us. I haven't tried it yet.
Anyways, I don't know.
You're the only one who hasn't tried it yet.
The stapes. Ooh, or the air. Smallest and lightest.
Wow.
Is the smallest and lightest.
That is awful.
All right, we have answers. Yeah. Ryan says bones. Andy says poopies. Katie says bone. It's bone.
Yes. Oh. In the ear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, weird that happened.
Correlation. Anyways.
I feel like you should have written on your board earlier and I would have gotten it.
Question three. Which club were Angel Face and Tyler Durden a part of?
Tyler Durden.
What?
Which club were Angel Face and Tyler Durden a part of?
Club?
I know of two clubs.
Really? I think I know of four, but most of them come from Weird Al's song White and Nerdy.
Oh, I know more clubs. Okay. We could go with this.
All right. Or you could go with that. We have answers. Ryan says
antisocial.
Andy says fight. Katie says breakfast. It's Fight Club.
Oh,
yes. Excellent.
Oh,
Angel
Tyler
Face
Durden
was played by Jared Leto. Ooh. And Tyler Durden was played by Brad Pitt.
I've never watched that movie.
Don't.
Me neither.
It's a waste of time.
Watch Pirates of the Caribbean 1.
Yeah.
Again.
Don't pause this podcast rewatch. And go back. Don't pause it.
Question four. This is the last name of the Tabula Rasa philosopher.
Spelling of Tabula Rasa.
Well, I don't know if it was originally English, but T-A-B-U-L-A R-A-S-A. Two words.
The last name of?
The Tabula Rasa philosopher. Tabula Rasa?
Tabula Rasa.
Tabula.
Do we have a date? A century? A millennium?
I think all philosophers lived at the same time.
That's what it seems like.
Last name?
Yeah. I almost just said it.
Dang it!
Da Vinci? Da Vinci?
Da Vinci.
Do we have answers?
Yes.
Now we do. Ryan says Socrates. Andy says Weil?
White.
White. Katie says Marley, it's Locke. John.
John. I've never heard whatever the word
is. Is that spell L-O-C-K-E?
Clean slate?
Yeah.
Tabula rasa, clean slate. No. Never took a philosophy course. Mm-hmm. Question five. Attila the Hun reported... reportedly, died in the year 453 after losing too much blood from what part of his body? I just watched Mulan, the good one.
Oh, nice.
To defeat the Huns.
My daughter was visibly shaking in the scene near the end when they're like in hand-to-hand combat with Attila, or not Attila, but the
bad guy,
the Hun guy. But she couldn't take her eyes off the screen, but like her shoulders were shaking vigorously. We have answers?
Yeah.
Ryan says leg. Andy says nose. Katie says foot. It's nose.
What?
He had a nosebleed. Died of a nosebleed after drinking too heavily much the night before his wedding.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Sad. That's it was in like the his, movie?
It was like no. It was like his 11th wedding or something.
Oh, crazy.
Everyone hits just as hard. What's the common bond?
No.
Oh, I wrote foot. I was like foot lock. Oh.
Wait, mullet...
No.
No.
Afro bone fight lock nose.
Bone fight.
DZX?
Got it. Easy. I know how Mike works now. I know how he works in his common bonds, and so that's why I got it. Like, would you agree that my common bonds are different than York, the way you do common bonds?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
how
kind
do
of
I work? Like a heart?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Or like a glute.
Lock?
Yes.
Nose. Both. Lock with an E?
I don't think that matters. Fight. Bone. Bone saws ready.
You can take lock with an E as literally as you took banana phone with a phone.
Afro. Bone.
Afro. Afro. Bone. Fight. Lock. Nose.
Nose. Afro. Like.
I have no idea.
No idea.
I have no leads. All I can think is aphrodisiac, and nothing works after that.
Well, I guess we have answer then.
We do.
Ryan has said question mark with, what is that, an ear?
Yeah.
Okay. Andy has said pick it.
You pick it.
KD has not put forth an answer. Yes, those are things to pick.
Yeah.
Bone to pick.
Pick your bone?
No,
bone. Okay. Pick a bone to pick.
Pick a lock.
And then you'll get our food from the front.
Have a nose to pick.
Yes, please.
I got five on that one. That
was wow, nice job. I've got three from that.
I got one.
All right.
And
so,
that's not 13?
I've done worse.
8.
I didn't come in last.
I got 16.
Wow.
Which may be my greatest pub quiz of all time.
We have to wait.
KD
in anticipation.
May have beaten it, though.
8 is my personal best, so that's a win for me.
I see you.
Mm-hmm. I'm just happy we got Spirulina. I mean, that was the highlight of my pub quiz right there.
That may be the most valuable thing I've ever done with my knowledge of Spirulina.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know why I think I know that, actually?
Why?
Shout out to Adam Varner.
Oh, that's why I know that.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam Varner.
Yeah. I'm what? still making it through the wheatgrass.
He's my spirulina distributor.
Really?
I mean, yeah.
Oh, he does one of the pyramid scheme type things?
No,
my he soda does, that made me just, 20 cents.
He does. It made me 20 cents.
Yes. Saved you 20 yes. cents.
We ordered from a Berto's locally, and the...
Remember when we said who was going to get kidney stones?
The large soda was $2.75, and the medium soda was $2.95, so yeah. I decided to order a large.
Yeah.
Pay more to be healthy, or pay less to enjoy more extra Pib Extra. Katie,
what size is this in Europe?
In Europe?
Yeah.
It's like an...
Mega super super gulp American.
At a movie theater, that's a small.
Yeah.
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 Oh, man.
Katie, we've named our scores.
Oh.
I went with Charlie.
What?
What's your score?
11. Wait. Hold on.
You only got 11?
Hold on.
No way.
Hold on. I forgot to count.
I beat you too?
I forgot to count the ones I got right in Mike's.
There's no
way. I
only
counted the ones I got wrong.
Wait. I got...
Uh-oh.
That one.
I also like how this...
I got 13.
Oh, that's what I got, too. Oh, Mike, man. Great job.
Okay, final scores as they stand. Ryan, 8. Katie and Andy, 13 apiece, and Mike was 16.
I'm getting
whoa.
This is greatest the greatest score of all time. I like how they have to put the cities that they're in Arizona on the side. What city aren't they in?
I don't know.
Well, how many cities are there?
Berto's is everywhere.
Yeah.
But specifically Philly.
Probably... not in Scottsdale.
Are they in Dayton?
Scottsdale's too nice for a Berto's.
Probably not one in Dayton.
You are actually correct. There is not one in Scottsdale.
For a Philip. There's probably an era.
Yuma?
No. I know
of Yuma Berto's?
Yuma Berto's?
No, I know of Philip Berto's in Scottsdale. It's right off of Shea, right after you pass.
It's not on here, Katie.
Is it technically not Scottsdale?
Yeah, it might be Phoenix. Well, Paradise Valley?
No, it might be a Rolla Berto's or something like that.
Out towards Fountain Hills, but it's before you get to that big church.
No.
Not according to this.
You know
not
different information than Filiberto's cups.
Yep.
We played the secret phrase game, guys.
Oh, yeah.
And listeners, we played the secret phrase game for you as well. So... Andy played. I remember.
Yep, I did play. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, listeners, if you think you know who said the secret phrase, then send an email to theguestroompodcast@gmail.com with SPG and the episode number in the subject line.
Absolutely.
Don't forget to check us out on patreon.com/theguestroompodcast.
Spicy stories on there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of Ryan's mishaps.
Mm-hmm. I'd pay just to hear that alone.
Yeah. I think it was worth the price of a miss. I would pay twice.
Yeah.
I would pay to not have those stories, to go back in time. And
how much would you pay us to get rid of that
we
content?
Can talk.
Yeah. This is not blackmail. This is...
I'm trapped here.
This is
help
just
me.
Business.
I happen to know that episode, which already came out, has not yet been edited.
And I just know the guy that controls it, so let's talk.
Yeah, so do I. He's dating my sister, so...
Oh, Ryan, it's your sister.
There's a joke in there somewhere, but
oh, listeners, we love you. Let's take a little listen to the secret phrase from 7 days ago. Yeah?
Yes.
Secret phrasing.
Man.
Does that mean it was you, Ryan? Were you the one who uttered the secret phrase last episode?
Unfortunately, it was not.
No.
Well, fortunately for me.
Yeah. It wasn't me.
I mean, he said unfortunately. I think that we know what that means.
Andy, was it you?
No, wasn't me.
It was me.
Oh.
Hi, Pablo. Come on in here. Yes, I am dangerous. Baja Bartholomew, which I now know how to spell.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Bart Holo Mew, like the Pokemon.
Holo 1L?
Yeah.
Hmm. I do that with Caribbean. I go car rib bean.
Caribbean.
Car rib
bean?
No.
Is it two R's?
Ryan in the listening world, I hope you've
maybe not
already watched Pirates 1 by this time.
Oh, yes.
Because this episode came out last week or maybe a month ago. We don't know.
And we told you to pause it
at that point and watch it.
Mm. So congrats, Ryan. Now
Good
you're
job.
More
Good
educated.
Good job, future me.
It's only one R.
Say,
No, I messed it up. That was awkward.
Oh, well, listeners, thank you for all of us here at the Guest Room Podcast, for Katie, for Andy, for Ryan, and for all my male U.S. white cisgender president surnames out there. I'm Mike, and as always, farewell.